Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
There was a 56% surge in crimes on businesses during the St. Patrick's Day festival last year. That's according to the security business Netwatch, which installs CCTV and other security equipment in premises, especially for retail and hospitality firms. Joining me now to discuss how companies can protect themselves better against criminality is the head of sales with Netwatch, Keith Martin. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us more about what you've noticed in terms of a surge in crimes around St. Patrick's weekend.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Joe, we found from February to March of 23, there was a 50% increase in attempted break-ins. And likewise, then from March from 22 to 23, again, there was a 33% spike. So the trends are showing that, you know, St. Patrick's weekend does experience a spike, again, in criminal activity against business owners.
And is that because some companies, people are consuming more alcohol, or is that because companies are closing down or might close down for the long bank holiday weekend?
I think it's a combination of all, really. You know, the retail hospitality sectors, they experience, you know, an increase in footfall. You have a number of businesses then that would close for the bank holiday weekend. So they're leaving their businesses on a Friday, not returning to a Tuesday. So there's a lot of vacant premises as a result of that.
Now, in terms of physical theft in stores, especially convenience stores and newsagents, as they used to be known, that's becoming a growing issue, isn't it?
It is, and you know, for the retail and hospitality sector, you know, it's there's a number of things they can do to try and help it. I suppose access control would be one of them, where they look to have their high value goods, you know, in more secure areas and have restricted access into those for key members of staff. And, you know, staff training is a key point in those areas as well, to make sure that all the staff are aware of the security protocols that are in place. And likewise, then, collaboration really with the Gardaí is very important. You know, if any of the businesses or staff members of those businesses notice anything suspicious, it really is important that that's recorded promptly.
Now, tell us a little bit about the technology that you guys use to minimise physical thefts on premises.
The physical theft, I suppose, is one element of I suppose what CCTV can do. But I suppose the growing trend as well, unfortunately, is that, you know, there is staff intimidation and abuse as well, because, you know, they're at the front line in the retail sector. You know, research carried out in 23 showed that, you know, 37% of the businesses really had a concern on that, and 23% of them experienced a loss of staff or a need for leaves of absence as a result of that criminal activity. And, you know, we're in a situation where there's almost full employment. So it's important for businesses really to safeguard their staff against that intimidation and abuse and that criminal activity. And we ourselves, one of the solutions that we provide is our staff safety solution, which I suppose gives reassurances to the staff member that, you know, they're not on their own, that there is a backup there. How it works with ourselves is that we deploy two cameras, we employ a speaker and a microphone, so that, you know, if the staff member does feel intimidated or feel threatened, you know, they can activate that staff safety solution. That then,
and your guys are watching.
Yeah, it triggers an alarm in our data center, and basically what that does is it gets priority over any other triggers that's there. So we have three members of staff then that look at that. One of those would inform the Gardaí immediately, give a description of the individual. We also have, you know, the second employee then would look at it in terms of, you know, recording, so that we can give a full account to the customer thereafter. And more importantly, one member of staff then is watching in real time, is listening in real time,
and can speak in real time if he wants to.
Can speak in real time. Yeah, exactly. And look, it's a call, and it's the experienced staff that we have in our hubs, really, that sets us apart, because sometimes, you know, it's important to stay quiet and just observe, that you're not going to escalate the situation. And other times, again, experience will teach us that, you know, there is an opportunity to de-escalate it, make them aware that they are being watched, they are being recorded, both, you know, by video and audio. And then, you know, that quickly de-escalates the situation for them.
So there was, your colleagues in Carlow can speak in real time via a speaker, say, you with the grey hoodie, and, you know, leave the store immediately, that kind of thing.
Exactly, Joe. Yeah, it's not recorded. It's in real time. So again, you know, it's more effective in that regard because we can give a description to the individual. They realise that, yeah, there is somebody watching here, that there is support on the way. The Gardaí have been informed, and it does de-escalate the situation. And I suppose that for the staff member is hugely important because they don't feel that they're on their own. And for the business owner, it's hugely important because, again, they're finding out in real time that there is a situation with one of their staff. And as I say, look, the business community really have bought into the idea of staff safety because, unfortunately, the trends show that, you know, it is something that's on the increase.
Now, after the Dublin riots in November, did you see a spike in inquiries?
We've seen, I suppose, across the board, businesses, I suppose, are becoming more and more aware that it's not just the physical assets of a business that's important to protect. You know, every business will tell you that their staff are the most important asset that they have. And as I say, look, the staff safety solution is just one of the many solutions that we can offer.
And for those businesses that are closed down over the St. Patrick's weekend, what kind of technological solutions do you have there?
Again, for us, it's more important about the prevention and being a deterrent rather than reacting after the fact. So any of the businesses that avail of our services, it's very much about the prevention piece. So we, again, have video monitoring. So if we see somebody that's attempted to break into a premises, again, we can give that audio warning. Again, we contact the Gardaí. Again, we contact the business owner. So the business owner is aware that somebody has made an attempt to break into their business. The Gardaí would be en route. And likewise, then, you know, they're not coming in on a Tuesday looking back after the fact. So they're actually seeing it in real time. And again, the audio warning that we give is specific to the individual so we can describe exactly what they're wearing. And again, that's very effective.
Well, I hope you're quiet this weekend. I hope businesses aren't a victim of crime over this long bank holiday weekend on its way. But thank you for joining us. That's Keith Martin, the sales manager with Netwatch. Back in a...
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.